Well, businesses in and around Sydney's harbour foreshore are anxious in the lead up to New Year's Eve. The fireworks spectacular, watched by billions of people right across the globe, is a huge money spinner for Sydney's restaurant and hospitality scene. Normally booked solid by this time of year, many venues are now dealing with cancellations. Publicans say the commercial uncertainty brought about by COVID is becoming unbearable, and they fear if restrictions don't ease dramatically soon, they'll be forced out of business in 2021. Our business reporter David Taylor has more.
Ryan Chan runs the Neptune Palace pub in the heart of Sydney's Circular Quay. He says he sweats on the New South Wales Premier's case numbers update every morning.
Yeah, we're watching the TV every day, of course.
Every other year, on the 31st of December, he says the footpaths are packed outside his pub. But this Thursday night, there won't be any patrons mingling outside. Ryan Chan says he's calling all of his booked and ticketed guests at the same time every day after the Premier's press conference to check if they're still coming.
We need to ask the people to, of course, we need to double check with every booking to make sure the people were able to come in, because there will be a lot of roller coaster and there are a lot of restrictions in the city.
Australian chef and restaurateur Matt Moran is hosting several New Year's Eve events in Sydney. He says bookings are well down.
You know, when I think it was the 18th of December when, you know, the little cluster started at Avalon, between, you know, 14 venues or we lost literally thousands and thousands of bookings within the first day, which is quite devastating, because at one point in Opera Bar, we thought they were allowed to have 1,100 people, and then it was obviously cut very short very quickly.
And high-end restaurant Cafe Sydney is normally booked solid for New Year's Eve by August. Yet Director of Operations Jan McKenzie says she still has spots available.
You know, around, I don't know, 17th or 18th of December, it was like you could almost feel us fall off a cliff, where things really almost overnight slowed down. And, you know, when your phone's ringing with 50 cancellations, you're like, okay, we're in trouble.
Executive Director of the Sydney Business Chamber, Catherine O'Regan, is worried that any disruption to New Year's Eve economic activity will have a domino effect across the state.
This is making it quite challenging for businesses ongoing for the city. So it's an important place, and we need to keep those businesses open as soon as these restrictions come off.
What are you worried about? What's your worst fear?
This goes on for too long. You know, there's businesses that have always said that, you know, this is challenging, and they've made it through this far. They're closely looking at, obviously, their balance sheet, their staffing costs, and we don't want to see those small, medium businesses in particular really struggle further. They need a little bit more certainty, which is hard in this environment. So we don't want to see some of those businesses drop off.
The New Year's economic pain spreads beyond New South Wales. Restaurateur Matt Moran says hotels and restaurants across the country remain in survival mode, dealing regularly with last-minute cancellations.
A lot of people coming up from Melbourne, a lot of people coming from Perth, a lot of people coming down from Brisbane to be in, you know, in this beautiful city on the water watching the fireworks. As everyone knows, it's one of the first places around the world that shows the fireworks first, apart from New Zealand. So it's a pretty special place, but I think most of the hotels are all empty and quiet because the interstate people didn't arrive.
Pub manager Ryan Chan in Sydney's Circular Quay isn't yet confident he'll see out all of 2021.
I would say around 30 to 40% percent.
Ryan Chan, how long can you go on like this with the uncertainty of COVID and fewer people coming in off the streets?
Oh, it's very hard to say. I hope that we can get it over very soon.
Cafe Sydney's Jan McKenzie also remains on edge.
Of course, there will be some interstate tourists, but when the outbreaks happen, as they have been, then I think people sort of stay within state a bit, you know. And so, yeah, I feel slightly nervous about what's going to happen in January, February, March.
That's Cafe Sydney Director of Operations Jan McKenzie. David Taylor with that report.